Thanks for joining me as we wrap up racing on the first weekend in August. For the second time in 3 days, we're at Hollywood Bend's Gravel in KZN. Friday night, we were under the lights on the Polly, and on Sunday, racing on the turf for an 8-race programme that gets underway at 12:40. I thought a very tricky card. You're probably going to have to spend a little bit more time studying, find a shrewdy or two more to put in. It's one of those meetings where play your selections, keep fingers crossed, hope for the best, because I do think that we're going to get some handsome results in the exotics at the end of the day. Unless, of course, all the favourites arrive, then we're all going to get a piece of the pie. But fingers crossed you do find the winners, particularly if you are going to be taking a Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entry. On the page too, if you are going to take one for Hollywood Bet's Gravel, check which other meetings are available on the day, because now you can also put through one for meetings in the UK. And that certainly is something that many people have been enjoying doing over the last couple of days since its inception. Play the bet slip, put yourself in line for that double jackpot prize that is on offer. Let's get straight into the action. The first race on the programme is a maiden plate for fillies and mares. 11 runners to face the starter at the 1,000-metre mark. And here, number one, Blazing Beauty, is a 2.5-1. Number seven, Queen Fen, 4.4-1. 4.55, number four, Bilingual. Also number 10, Rip Snorter, at 4.55-1. It's 7.14-1 and upwards the others. What do we do in the first? I thought that the favourite, number one, Blazing Beauty, that run was quite impressive, first time for trainer Tinny Prinsloo when finishing second, beaten 0.4 lengths by the winner. But when I looked at that form line a little bit more closely down the page, you'll see number seven, Queen Fen, ran in that same race and finished 4.6 lengths behind Miss Kansas. Now, Queen Fen is 4 kilos better off at the weights with number one, Blazing Beauty, and that was for a 4.2 length beating. That literally puts the two of them right alongside of each other, because there should be precious little to choose between them. However, Callan Murray takes the ride on number seven, Queen Fen. We'll be up with the pace. I see the blinkers have been removed, and Queen Fen should strip a whole lot fitter second run after rest. So I'm going with the value and siding with number seven, Queen Fen, to win it. 8 of one, Blazing Beauty. 9, Calibuana, and 4, Bilingual. Race 2 on the card is the opening leg of the place accumulator. 13:15 is the off time. 9 runners will face the starter for this maiden plate to be run over 1,200 metres. I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 4, Canal Skater. From an opening call of even money, is now available at 1.11 on hollywoodbets.net. I thought this horse ran a cracker when making its KZN debut last time out, finishing second when running at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. This all showed good pace from the get-go and just got outrun in the closing stages. I think this horse is one that's still improving, is still on the up, and if not too green coming round the turn, I do think can go one better. I'm siding with 4, Canal Skater, to win the second race. Ahead of 1, that'll be the day. For third, I'm going with number 3, Jet Speed, and fourth, number 5, Coquelina. Third race, we'll see the running of the opening leg of the Pick 6. 13:50 is when you need to be on, 10:02 on Sunday afternoon. A maiden plate over 1,200 metres. Here, number 4, Devoted, from the stable of Dean Cannemeyer, is at 2-1. Next on offer is 8, Boardwalk Breeze, at 3.57-1. One Town Cry at 4.55-1. And it's 7.14-1 and upwards the others. How often haven't we seen an expensive Cannemeyer runner come out and win first time at the races, particularly over the height of the KZN winter season? However, this time round, from the comments made available by the National Racing Bureau for trainers with first timers, Dean Cannemeyer said that Devoted may need the run. So I'm looking elsewhere, and I'm siding with number 1, Town Crier, in this, the third race on the car. Thought he ran a very nice race on debut that was over this distance at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. He finished 5th, beaten 5 lengths by the winner. I do think he would have come on leaps and bounds with that one under the belt, and with any amount of natural progress expected, can go one better. Lots of improvement expected. Stuart Ferry, Serena Moodley, I think they should take the lion's share of the prize money. Going with number 1, Town Crier, ahead of 8, Boardwalk Breeze. For third, number 4, Devoted, and fourth number 5, Taste the Rainbow. That takes us on to race 4. Leg 1 of Jackpot 1 is race number 4. It's a maiden plate. 16 runners will contest this 1,800-meter event. Here, they're betting 4-1 the field. Wide, wide open affair. 2, Carnival Park. 3, Call Me Wild. They both quoted at 4-1. Then you can get 6.25-1, number 14, Twilight Warrior, 8.33-1, Call Me Harriet, and double figures and upwards the others. None of these, I think, will end up in Hollywood anyway. So where are we going? If you really were to push me for an outright selection, my first choice, and a narrow first choice of that, is number 2, Carnival Park. I thought this horse has got really good, solid recent form, has improved most in his last 3 runs, should enjoy the step up to 1,800 metres, will be staying on at the business end, and from draw 2, should be involved in the shake-ups. I'm going 2, Carnival Park, head of 3, Call Me Wild. The third I'm going with 7, Call Me Harriet, and 9, Lunar Descent. That takes us on to race 5, leg 1 of Jackpot 2, 1,500 hours, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. You need to be on for Jackpot 2. Here we have a scratching. Number 6, Alamy, takes no part. 2.27, about the favourite. Number 3, Another Dream, Lucinda Woodruff and Chad Little. 4, Princess Palace, 3.03-1. I missed one. 2, Queen Amina, 2.86. 3.33, number 1, Ginger Delight. And you can get 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Those top 4 in the betting, they are priced up pretty much on top of each other. And if you look closely at them, you probably could make a case for each and every one of those 4. Another Dream is going for the hat-trick. However, number 4, Princess Palace, does renew rivalry with number 3, Another Dream, and is 3 kilos better off at the weights for a 2.5 length beating, and that should be enough to turn the tables. Besides, in front in the winning form, my good friend Mr. Hall says, Princess Palace is racing consistently and can give an honest account of herself. Good enough for me, for Princess Palace, to beat number 3, Another Dream. 1, Ginger Delight. 2, Queen Amina. 6th race on the programme is a Class 5 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 66, where 12 runners will line up at the 1,600-metre mark. Another one of those races where you could make a case for at least 5 horses. Keep fingers crossed and hope you've picked the right ones. Number 3, Cassandra, 3.57-1. 4-1 about number 6, Amafort. 4.55, number 9, Copacabana. 6.25, number 12, My True Love. 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Again, one of those wide-open affairs. If you were to push me for one, I'll probably go for the one that I think has got the best form, and that's number 9, Copacabana. From Andy Draw, and a racing up Andy last time out, I thought that was a very good third when beaten 1.3 lengths by beautiful Rania. She won her only attempt over this distance, and I do think has got the form to be competitive. So 9, Copacabana is my first choice selection here. Ahead of Roy's taken off, number 2. For third, I'm going with number 7, Cassandra. And fourth, number 12, My True Love. That takes us on to the feature race on the card. Race 7 is the Off to Stud Stakes. A listed event. A race for fillies and mares, where 10 of them will line up at the 1,600-metre mark. Here, number 3, White Pearl, is at 2.5-1. 9, Call Me Getrix, 2.86-1. Next on offer is number 7, Fatal Gem, 6.25-1, and it's 7-1 and upwards, bar those. My eye immediately fell on Call Me Getrix. I've been for this horse time and time and time again. That below par run, I think we can excuse her for that. She is far better than her performance in the Grade 1 Garden Provence Stakes last time out, but prior to that, she reeled in 4 seconds on the trot, all in feature race company. She's ideally distance suited. She will race up with a pace from the wide draw. She'll go forward, cross, and sit up handy, and probably kick away and say, come and catch me if you can, in the run to the wire. So I'm going 9, Call Me Getrix, head of 7, Fatal Gem, 10, Tomaris, and 3 white pole. That takes us on to the last race, race 8. 16:45 is the off time of the last race on the card, and this is a C stakes, merit rate at 83 and below, 11 runners over 1,000 metres. Immediately my eye fell on Speedy Sort number 1, Raffer's Boy. But then I saw 64 kilograms. That's a lot of weight to be carrying and to be giving weight all round, particularly with some horses that really look as if they are hard knockers in this race. And I also do think that Raffer's Boy prefers racing up the straight. If I look at the form, number 2, Trafalgar Square. Finish, 2.2 lengths behind Raffer's Boy last time out. Is now 3.5 kilos better off at the weights for that 2.2 length beating. That should be enough for me to turn the tables. And besides, Trafalgar Square has got very good recent form. Will be in touch and staying on. And I do think Serena Moodley may just be able to get him to find that little bit extra in the run to the line. So I'm going 2 Trafalgar Square, ahead of 1 Raffer's Boy, 4 Catavar, and 6 The Mask. And that's it for racing on the first weekend in the new season. I trust you've had an enjoyable and profitable weekend's racing. Look forward to chatting you in the new week. Till then, from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.